This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Uber and Lyft are formally asking Governor Polis to veto a rideshare bill intended to increase safety for passengers and drivers. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on their objections.
The companies say the bill would be ineffective and unworkable. And if it becomes law, Uber has threatened to leave the state. The bill passed with broad bipartisan support and adds requirements around background checks, bans drivers from offering passengers food or drinks, and requires drivers to have the ability to record inside their vehicles, although both the passenger and driver would have to agree to it. Polis has already said he has concerns about the bill's implications for privacy, how it would be implemented, and if it would conflict with federal and state laws. He has until June 6th to sign or veto bills. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's Democratic U.S. senators have reintroduced a public lands bill to protect areas of the Gunnison Basin and surrounding regions. And now they have a Republican sponsor for the House version. Representative Jeff Hurd says it reflects strong local support and responsible stewardship.
I think it's an example of sound engagement with constituents and the people that are affected by federal lands management decisions. It's something that's widely supported by a number of stakeholders in my district.
The bill was a decade in the making. It would establish six different types of public lands designations over 600,000 acres. That includes recreation management areas, wildlife conservation areas, and scientific research and education areas. Indoor water restrictions in Manitou Springs are lifted after being in place since Monday. City officials say they're making progress in restoring potable water to all residents and businesses. A pipeline for supplemental water that needed emergency repairs is now fixed. Outdoor restrictions remain in place. This is CPR News and KRCC.